Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
And we are back. That means it's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius
from Parts Unknown. And this is the podcast, the Radio St. Pete exclusive podcast that is here to bring you independent music from all sources and all over the world, all corners of the world. And yay for all of that.
But even though, since the world is round, how does it have corners?
That is a mystery of the ages, okay. My friend.
All right,
yeah, is mystery matter. For the ages.
Oh, the ages. One of the ages, yeah.
I'm feeling the ages.
Yeah, really. Especially Oof. These days, yeah.
I know. Yikes.
So we got new music to play.
Got some new music. Got some music from your friend.
Van Duren.
Van Duren. Some of his newer stuff.
And old favorites. And, yep. You know.
Shenanigans and shenanigans.
Yeah. Boy. And then. And we got some stuff coming up, too. Maybe we should promote it a little
bit.
Yeah,
we should. Yeah, not yet. We'll see.
We're gonna tease it. We're going to tease
There's
it.
There's
going
to be some more Radio St. Pete exclusive awesomeness coming. We'll be alluding to it a little bit later. How about the draft, huh? So the Bucks took a hometown
They took a guy. Kicker, dude, in well, the no, second well, round.
I know. What was that about? They took a Hargrove, which is a local guy. There was a couple teams that did that where they seemed to draft local guys.
Yeah, they know them. You know, they love them. Can't live without them. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was okay.
And the kicker was from Florida State, so that's like sort of local.
A kicker, but I guess.
In the second round, was one of the most accurate kickers of all time.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, okay. You know, as much as we make fun of them and laugh at them, how many teams lost because of their kicker last year?
A few.
Enough that it mattered, I guess. So you're like, okay. They even traded. They made a trade to get into the second round a second time to get their kicker.
They made a trade to get that kicker?
I think so. Oh, I think they traded to get back into the second round to grab him. Maybe they saw someone who was going to take him. But so whatever. Miami took a big gamble on a questionable dope-smoking
well,
guy.
Well, yeah, that dude got like screwed over because like that video showed up right before the draft.
Costing him millions.
Yeah. Luckily, he only dropped to the 13th pick. Yeah. It could have been like the 13th round.
So this offensive guard, who everyone was saying is the best guy, and some people had him as the best guy in the draft, just before the draft kicks off, his Twitter account was, air quotes, hacked, and somebody put up a video of him smoking a pot out of a gas mask.
Bong out of a gas mask.
And, okay. And then he goes on record saying that he took money from a coach. Then he skipped a press conference the next day because of, air quotes, allergic reactions. I was like, this is
good job, Dolphins.
They should have drafted a bucket of KFC chicken in the first round, and then they could have had something to eat, because this is about what this is going to turn into, I fear. I don't know.
We'll see, man.
That's
I don't
the
know.
Thing. Only know. Time will tell. You
Only
know?
Time will tell. I mean, the guy could be a great player, but they also have that Ndamukong Suh guy, so how many problems do you really want on a team?
Apparently many
if you're a Dolphin fan. It's the curse of Shula, man. They should never have fired him. Should never have fired him.
That's one of the things, and you know, how can it happen? They were a proud franchise, a strong, really well-built franchise.
Don Shula.
And then after that, nothing. Ever again. And you're like, come on, man. It's been 40 years.
Different ownerships, you know, a lot of coaches.
Well, you saw it with
players.
The Raiders, too, I guess. I mean, it's no different than the Raiders. They were winning in the 60s with Madden, or, you know, nothing. After that, they became the most horribly run, mismanaged team in the history of ever. And you're like, okay, well, crap, man. Can't we fix this? And as long as they have their psychotic, egotistical owners, and that's it. And that's
well, Davis has passed away, so it's the Davis
So they
family.
Might. That's why it might be changing, though. Did
a
you
little
notice
bit,
it? Yeah,
yeah
it's like
bit,
starting
yeah.
to get a little bit.
But even though they were still trying to get out of Oakland, they were trying to move to, whatchamacallit, Los Angeles, but that didn't work out. Yeah.
Well, now they're saying Las Vegas.
Las Vegas they want to go to? They want out of Oakland.
Right? Yeah, I think so. Hey, this is the indie football circuit.
Yes. No,
Here's some music to get away from this football talk.
Yeah, really,
talk.
Enough of us with our football shenanigans.
Shenanigans is right.
It looks like a lamp.
Well, it is a lamp, you nincompoop, but it's a major award. I won it.
Damn hell, you say you won it?
Yeah. Mind power, sweet, mind power.
We'll be right back.
on the reflex.
Left. They've taken over the earth, town by town, city by city, killing and devouring everything in their path. Ravenous invaders, controlled by a terror from space, have been commanded to turn the earth into a graveyard. But why? Something out there is about to experiment on us. And they're going to use the world's lowliest creatures as their weapons. Phase 4 in Technicolor from Paramount Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Phase 4. When you can't scream. Phase 4.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move up.
All right, we are back. This is the often imitated, never duplicated, sometimes homaged indie circuit show. And that.
Wait a minute. I shouldn't say that. I have a distinct feeling that we are being duplicated. I'm not going to name names or stations, but I do have a distinct feeling that we're being duplicated.
So listen to the original because we're the best.
But flattery, but imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So
that's right.
Thank
you. Sure, and other lies. Hey, that was Dirty Fuse with from the CD Back to Brazil. Well, not CD. CD, Back to Brazil. I played Evolution, Back to Brazil, Wonderland, and Sunset Beach Revisited. Ah, I love me some surf music from surf, time to time.
And you love to surf, too. You got a surfboard there as a window. And you take that half surfboard and you go out.
I go half surfing.
Yeah, you go in your turtle pool in the back and you like jump up and down. Mm-hmm. And neighbors are like, what the hell going on over there?
A funny story about that. Moved to Florida, just a couple of kids in the back of a Clampett mobile. And yeah, we just landed in Florida. Never were here before. We go and rent our first apartment in 54th Avenue South. Nice. Down in South St. Pete.
Nice.
Yeah.
In the ghetto.
Yeah, kind of. And I don't even know how this came about. The one guy who was the caretaker for these shabby little apartments.
Lurch.
Was like, oh, here's like somebody left this surfboard. If you want it, you can have it. And I was like, okay. So I took this surfboard. We immediately moved out of there. We were there for 6 to 8 months, something like that, and got a nicer apartment. I kept it all those years, and then finally when I got a house, I cut it in half and used it as a shelf in here and there.
What did you do to the other half?
The other half's hung up over my laundry baskets stuff like that. So it's another shelf. I basically just cut them in half and made shelves out of them. I don't even know how it would have came about that somebody said, hey, here's a surfboard. I don't remember saying, I want to take up surfing. Do you have one laying around? It was just some guy who was like, oh, somebody left this if you want it. And I was like, okay, thanks. Like, I don't know.
Welcome to Florida.
I never even looked if it was worth money. I just took a saw and went, rah, I just cut it in half, and there you go. I was like,
it works.
You were like, oh, my God, that was the world famous.
That was like, you know, the world famous, surfer. Bobby Hang Ten Johnson, who...
Sorry about your luck, Bobby Johnson.
Yeah.
Your surfboard has been serving as quite a righteous shelf in my studio room.
Yeah, holding up like Godzilla figures and empty.
Now Godzilla hangs 10 in my heart every day.
There you go. Yeah, there's a new Godzilla movie, too.
Yes, there is. Hey, here's some Van Doren.
We're going to play some Van Doren from Loveland Doren. His latest release is going to be a new one coming up. Go to lovelandduren.com for more, to buy this CD and for more stuff from this great musical artist or artiste from Memphis, Tennessee.
Give him a little love, won't you?
Buy stuff from him.
Thank you.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Fly. I can't get above.
You've broken what you've given me. How can I? take me by surprise, like a punch in the eye. But it's as sweet as swell, 'cause you know me so well. And I still want more bloody Cupid love. I've been bled before, but this is a cut above. You're giving me birthmarks in the shape of stones and hearts. But it's worth the scars to savor the burning spark. Open wounds, I'll crawl back for more salt again. 'Cause I still want more bloody Cupid love. I've been bled before, but this is a cut above. You're giving me birthmarks in the shape of stones and hearts. Birthmarks, but it's worth the scars to savor.
Hey guys! Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Get yourself ready for a mean double bill. If coffee don't get you, J.D. will. Coffee and J.D.'s Revenge. The baddest pair of heavyweights to ever hit the screen. With a 1-2 punch like you've never seen. Coffee, she's sweet, black, and hot. Mess with her and you're playing with fire. J.D.'s Revenge, where a dead man's soul comes back from the grave to seek out his killer and the vengeance he craves. Coffee'll cream ya, J.D.'ll scream ya, so take a taste of double trouble. See Coffee and J.D.'s Revenge, doing it together to do it to you. Pam Grier, Clinton Turman, and Lou Gossett Jr. in Coffee and J.D.'s Revenge. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Come on and give it to me, mommy. I ain't talking about your body, talking about the bass and treble, bumping hard in my Bugatti. If you really wanna feel it, then just take your head and nod it. Call me Scotty, cause this track about to beam me up. Pin it up, pin it right, and it's bound to be tight. Fill the middle with the flow, we gon' dance all night. And you know it's Trump tight. Move your body to the beat. Go ahead and classify me a music free.
Ain't no shame in my game. Gotta put a hurtin' on this frame. Woo! Big girls don't cry, they take it. Better do your job, cause I don't fake it. Cause I'm cute in the face, thick in the waist, thick in the thighs. Now watch me ride. Cause I'm cute in the face, thick in the waist. May be the remix, but you got to be in agreement that I am the queen of the dance floor, and I keep the flows on swole. I represent the chicks, skinny, pregnant, heavy, thick, bad body. Whoever you be, repeat these words after me. Woo! I am the cause I'm cute in the face. Thick, 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 thick in the waist. Cute in the face, thick in the waist. Thick in the thighs, now watch me thick in the waist, thick in the thighs. Now watch me
the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
can't breathe, I can't eat. I'm a mess without you, girl.
Can't breathe without you, girl.
I can't breathe, I can't eat. I'm a mess without you, girl.
You took my breath away. I gathered the nerve just to tell you,
I want you.
Just to tell you,
I need you.
Just to tell you.
About a man who keeps it real,
so real.
I can show you how to love.
All right.
I can show you how it feels.
All night.
Oh my baby, I don't mind waiting. I'm here until the end of time.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, so right before this block of music, we had our friend...
Our buddy Van Duren from Memphis, Tennessee. That was from the album Bloody Cupid by Loveland Duren. Go to lovelandduren.com to purchase this and give them some love, as we said earlier.
All right, and then this last block we played, they were all some artists out of R&S Records. So very good stuff. We played, what was the first song called? Oh my God. See, I need a secretary or something.
You need a secretary.
All right. Yeah. So I played Music Freak from Vanessa Q. She was born in Orlando, Florida. She's a proud, Filipino American and, check her out. Her again, RS, records. You can go to VanessaQmusic.com. That's Vanessa Q. I played Music Freak, and then the second song we just played was Sojo. I played Thick Girl. That was Sojourner, also known as Sojo. She's a native Floridian. So, oh, all local stuff coming up. That's good. Graduated from Pinellas Park High School. Yay, our local high school. And so we played. I'm trying to just quickly zip through this. I got the... You can go to sojo.com. And, of course, all these have Facebook and all that great stuff, which we don't. And then I played I'm a Mess, because apparently I am a mess as well.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Professional show business. That's right.
The Sounds of Soul. I'm a Mess. So it's a high-energy super group. Go to thesoundsofsoul.net. Just a little taste of what's coming up soon.
Yes, future.
Future concerns for Radio St. Pete. That is the beginnings of our new show open. Not the new show for this, our new show.
Our
new show, Radio St. Pete. We're going to be hosting a Kung Fu Theater review show, like a talking about old Kung Fu movies just came about.
Old and new. And
yep. So that is the...
Borrowed and blue. And
that's the finely crafted opening that I have layer upon layer of shenanigans in. You'll notice there's no title on it because we're still kicking around some ideas of what sounds good and rolls off the Kung Fu tongue, as it were.
So, yeah, this is going to be a companion to our Slow Robot show.
Yeah. So we have... If you don't know, we do other podcasts. And we have... Slow Robot A-Go-Go, which is a B through Z grade movie review show. That's why you'll notice we play a lot of trailers and flavorings,
yes,
from movies and,
yes,
stuff like that. It's because that's what we love. And so that's one of our things. If you go to BunchDorks.com, you're going to see three different podcasts on there. Top one is Slow Robot A-Go-Go, which is obviously, as we said, a movie review, B movies. What's the middle button?
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast. Title says it all. We're a comic book review.
Nice. And you guys, the people that you guys on your show are the wealth of knowledge. I could never even get that deep of. You know so much about that stuff. It's amazing to me, you know.
Yeah. Well,
you listen to the show and it's just crazy the amount of knowledge you guys have.
It's crazy, all right.
And the bottom button is a show that's like this one, but a little bit racier with cursing and whatnot.
Yes, bunch of dorks.
And at our 10-year reunion, we quit. So, yeah.
Maybe. We may come back.
Yeah, this will probably be one of those projects.
If we got something really bitchy to talk about, nasty.
It's one of those, we're not officially putting a fork in it. It's not completely done, but it's going to be
on hiatus.
It's going to be very intermittent at best,
yeah.
Which means the listenership will drop to zero. So, anyway.
If not already.
So, when we sat down a couple weeks ago, Dr. Morbius, we were on our Slow Robot show, and we were doing one, and he had picked a Kung Fu movie, Seven Golden Vampires, and knowing I love Kung Fu movies, I have numerous, I've always watched them, it's one of those things I've loved since youth, and Dr. Morbius said, you know, we should do a Kung Fu movie podcast, and I said, huh, because I never thought those words would come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm kind of starting to dig these, and that's what happens, you watch a few of them, and you're like, these are pretty cool and fun and goofy and silly,
yeah, exactly,
and over the top violent and sometimes over the top filled with sex and something.
And they steal music from all sorts of fans, and you're like, wait a minute, what's ELP doing in the middle of Bruce Lee versus Superman?
I don't think they signed on for that.
How'd they get away with this?
And it's crazy because it's from Pirate Island, aka Hong Kong.
Exactly.
And that's great. You got bit by the bug. I think you've always known them. You always watched
them.
Yeah. But
we were doing a lot of them.
Yeah, and it's fun. They are very. A lot of people just do a cursory glance and they go meh, and they kind of dismiss them. But they are. There's a lot of hidden gems. There's a lot of really incredible stuff out there. You know.
And I thought it'd be fun to do a movie review program on Radio St. Pete. So there we go.
So here we go. Okay. In the very near future. You will be hearing, we'll be plugging the heck out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But in the very near future, Radio St. Pete will have a Kung Fu review show hosted by Dr. Morbius and Mao. So look for that It's coming soon to ears near you.
That's right. To ears on the side of your head.
They're yours, yeah. And coming soon is some music now. Done with the plug.
You gotta give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
There's a movie today called Gas, or It Became Necessary to Destroy the World in Order to Save It.
It features Country Joe and the Fish.
It's about a scientist who perfects a gas that destroys everyone over 25 years old.
Over 25?
Yes, this gas kills everyone over 25.
It's being tested in a theater near you.
See it with your folks.
Ah!
reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
And that was My Friends Out of Korea, Midnight Smoke and Drive. I played Triple S and Moonrise Blues. And then, of course, that was the trailer for Gas.
Yeah, Roger Corman movie.
Wow.
See it with your folks.
See it with your folks. They don't make them like that anymore. Probably a reason why. That's it for this week. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
We'll see you next week with more independent music and shenanigans.